Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 119, letters Zayin and Chet. Zechor davar le'avdecha al asher yichaltanu. Remember the word to your servant whereby you have given me hope. Zot nechemati be'oni ki imratcha chitani. This is my comfort and my affliction, for your word has revived me. Zeidim helitzuni ad ma'od mitoratcha lo netiti. The arrogant have had me greatly in derision, but I have not turned away from your Torah. Zacharti mishpatecha me'olam Adonai ve'etnachem. I remembered your judgments of old and have comforted myself. Zalafa achaztani achazatni mirshaim ozvei toratecha. Horror has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your Torah. Zmirot hayuli chukecha beveit megurai. Your statutes have been songs in my house. Zacharti balayla shimcha Adonai ve'ashmera toratecha. I remembered your name, O Lord, in the night and have kept your Torah. Zot haitalip ki pikudecha natzarti. This I add because I kept your precepts. We might say this section is dedicated to the memory of the word zachor, memory. It appears four times throughout. It seems that each letter, while repeating the same themes and the same eight synonyms for Torah, nevertheless focuses on one aspect of his yearning to be closer to God. The notion of saying to God, remember, is not new in Tanakh. It appears at many points. Moshe uses it to ask God to forgive the nation. Moshe also uses it at the end of the Torah to caution Israel to remember the covenant, the elders, and their obligations. Jeremiah uses this word, as does David himself and Job. All attempt to use this technique to obtain compassion from God at compromising times in their lives. Verse 52 has the psalmist using this idea on himself. I remember your judgments of old and take comfort. And once again, verse 54, I remembered the memories he experienced helped him keep the Torah and continue on the proper path. Meiri writes that we should note that his remembering took place in the penultimate verse at night, which is a time for introspection, a time often designated for fear of the future and loneliness, but is also a time to gather one's thoughts and search through the memories and find God. Chet. Chalki Adonai amarti lishmor dvarecha. You are my portion, O Lord. I've said that I would keep your words. Chiliti panecha becholev chaneni kimratecha. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. Chishavti drachai v'ashiva raglai el edotecha. I thought on my ways and turned my feet towards your testimonies. Chashti v'lo itmamati lishmor mitzvotecha. I made haste quickly and did not delay to keep your commandments. Chevlei Rishaim Ivduni Toratcha lo shachachti. Bands of wicked men have robbed me, but I've not forgotten your Torah. Chatzot laila akum lehodot lecha al mishpatei tzidkecha. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. Chaver ani lechol asher yireucho l'shamreim pukudecha. I'm a companion to all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The Lord, the earth, O Lord, is full of your loving kindness. Teach me your statutes. Verse 58. Sforno suggests that the word chiliti, which means I entreated your favor, is the psalmist saying that he has gone through full repentance for his sin. And thus, the end of the verse, bechol lev, with all his heart, he asks God for grace, as per his words, that when you return to God, you will be forgiven. Verse 59 reinforces this idea when he says, Chishavti drachai. I thought about my ways and turned my feet towards God. This very physical turning of his feet to follow the right path, away from a path leading to sin, is an expression of tshuva. Tshuva is not only a cerebral experience, but it is a forcing oneself to physically change his surroundings, change his place, even change his own name. One of the impediments to tshuva is hesitation, the inability to follow through with your initial thoughts to repent. Thus, in verse 60, he speaks of his haste to go through the process. Verse 61, Ivduni is a hapax legomenon. It appears only one time in Tanakh. Hirsch understands the word from the root od, because it's with an ayin, ivduni. Od meaning more, saying the evil ones continue to be against him, and yet he perseveres. Rashi sees the root word as aid, meaning robbed or plundered. Either way, he notes that he managed to survive the evil ones and hold on to the Torah. Verse 62. He wakes up at midnight, Chatzot Laila Akum. The Talmud in Brachot learns from here that David would wake up every night to pray to God at midnight and then again at dawn. The simple understanding of the verse is that his process of returning to God, even at midnight, when all are asleep, he will rise to praise God for his righteousness. Verse 63. It begins with the word chaver, friend. And the psalmist notes that he befriends those who fear God and creates a community of God-fearing adherents. This fits in with the final verse of the section in which he acknowledges that the creation of a community is itself praise to God for his kindness in filling the land with pious men with whom the psalmist could confide. He concludes with the familiar line, Chukecha Lamdeni, teach me about your laws and their meanings.